from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Spend your mornings with the game.
Let's go!
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Welcome back to the morning shift. We got Nikki Noto Palmer, we got Squid, we've got myself, and now we have former Falcon, David Archer. Arch, good morning.
Woo! How are you doing, bud? How are we doing this morning?
Arch, I got to tell you, I think one of the best interviews you've ever done post game was with Donovan Mutant. It seemed like there's a spiritual depth to this kid, very rootable, interesting, unfailingly optimistic, and very grateful. I really enjoyed hearing from him. I know he got cut, but there was just something about that kid.
Yeah, I agree with you completely, Rob. I thought the depth is a great way to call it. He had a great perspective of what his situation was, what he needed to do, and then understood on the other side of it what the decision makers were going to have to do. And he was comfortable, and I think comfortable was probably the best way to put it as to what he put on tape. And he was just going to let everything lay out there. But he had a very, very deep thought as to, from all perspectives, that was a good way to put it.
I was ready to tithe after hearing that, I think, is what I'm going to
I get it. He got a little choked up. Bo was there with me. And right at the end of that, in reflecting and doing all the stuff, because he was kind of thinking out loud, wasn't he, as he was kind of talking to us. And I think the reflection there of everything he had put in, all the work he'd tried to lay on tape and all the work that he'd put in and the bond he had to the guys in his room and all that kind of stuff kind of got to him a little bit. He was a little teared up when he left.
Yeah, that's a good call. I noticed that too, Arch. And, you know, I'll always like to give you credit because I think you do a phenomenal job with those, but I don't think you really did much there.
I did.
Round him up, let him go.
I didn't do anything. I just let him talk, and that's what it's supposed to be for. Hopefully, I get out of the way in those situations. Just let them say what they can. Try to give them something to talk about. And he was spectacular. I could have just handed him the mic and just stood out of the way.
Well, Arch, another interview that you did. You did it in pregame. You and Wes. We had Terry Fontenot on pregame, and I have really enjoyed the last couple of weeks having Terry Fontenot on before the games. I think there's been a lot of things that I've gotten out of it, and one of the things I got out of it last week was when y'all talked to him about how they're constructing this roster. And Arch, we as fans think, hey, they're getting the 53 for the season, right? This is the best 53 for the next 17 games. But Terry told us that that's not how he's building this roster.
No, not at all. It's a good point, Bo. I thought it was very interesting when he said, we're looking for the top, 53 guys, or what did he term it, 48 or 47 guys active on game day to beat Pittsburgh. That's what they were looking at. Now, obviously, there's a long-reaching view of what guys are going to look like potentially in week 7 or 8 that they're going to keep on this roster, and some of that will have to do with the 16-man practice squad and how that's structured. So they have guys they're developing that they may have to reach to and probably will have to reach to at some point during the season because of injury. But they're looking at the roster based on what it looks like right now. And I think that it's a pretty interesting look, let us look inside the window a little bit as to how they were thinking about what was going on for this game coming up against Pittsburgh. Certainly it'll be reflected probably in Monday night against Philly and that Saturday night Sunday night when Kansas City comes to town. But they are looking here at the front end of the schedule, and they know that things could change and probably will change in the very near future.
Arch, who do you think our defense is preparing for? If you're Tomlin, are you putting in Russ or are you putting in Justin Fields? Because Bo thinks if Fields comes to town with Arthur Smith that the city of Atlanta is going to implode.
Implode? If he comes
if they drop 40 on us, yeah, I think we could see you and I might be ducking for cover leaving the bins.
Well, last time Justin Fields came to Mercedes-Benz Stadium, he went home with his tail tucked between his legs as a Chicago Bear. So I think that you're going to prepare for both. You got to prepare for both guys. I think that obviously Justin brings an ability to run and do some things athletically at the quarterback position that Russ just doesn't necessarily do anymore. I think Russell still has the ability to extend plays, but the ball's coming out more on time with him. Justin's going to have the built-in run game. You're going to have a pretty good idea what it looks like based on what we watched over the last couple of years with Desmond Ridder and Heinicke and even Marcus Mariota, what we did from a run game standpoint with a quarterback. That's what will be built in for Justin Fields. So it's good. It's a little bit of a problem, but we know, you know, Tomlin said, I'm not announcing my quarterback until next week. The reason he's doing that is obviously for the reasons you're talking about, Nikki, and the fact that the Falcons are going to begin to prepare for Pittsburgh this week. They're not waiting till next week to get ready. So they're running stuff and game planning, getting things ready. So that pushes that decision down the road to where, Jimmy Lake's going to have to prepare for both quarterbacks because there is a difference between the two.
Arch, you being an old school guy coming from the days where you had 4 days, you weren't allowed to drink water, and you played 9 preseason games. How do you feel about starters not playing in the preseason at all? Patrick Mahomes did, of course, Trevor Lawrence did as well. How do you feel about that whole thing? I understand the wisdom in it.
Yeah, Rob, I wanted to play, and I guess it was because that was kind of the way it was in those days anyway, is you played. And obviously there's some coaches that still have, if you want to call it an old school feel, where they want their guys to all get a little taste of the preseason. There is a new way of doing things too. Sean McVay doesn't play anybody. That's where Ra was out there with them. And so they didn't play a lot of most of their starters during training camp or during the preseason games. They get all that work they want in practice, ones against ones, and all those kind of things. So obviously you can't mimic the game speed in practice because you don't want to get guys hurt. And I think I'm either way on it. You just want them to know that they're going to hit the ground running when you get there, and you're going to have to trust your team. This is a team that's got some veteran players, but it's also got some young players too. Are they going to be able to ramp up and be ready to go? I think they will, but you don't know. So there's an uncertainty there as to what it's going to look like, at 2 weeks from yesterday, as to what it's going to look like when we kick it off against Pittsburgh, because a lot of these guys just haven't stepped on the field in a game. But you feel comfortable with what you've seen in practice based on what Ross says. So I'm going to go. Those guys are getting paid to do the coaching, and he feels comfortable about where his roster is. He feels comfortable about the practice time they've gotten in, the reps they've gotten. So I think that the rest of us should trust that too.
Atlanta Falcons radio analyst Dave Archer joining us. Arch, the defensive line, especially that kind of front interior of it, it's a logjam right now. And you go back and you look at who didn't play on Friday, and then who did, and maybe they didn't play to their best. Are we in a situation where there's a guy like Brandon Dorlus that could be in danger of maybe not making the original 53-man roster?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I just don't think that's going to happen, Bo, but you're right, it could. You know, I think that if you burn a draft pick on a guy, especially that high, I just don't think, you know, he's a fourth-round draft pick. So yeah, I think that those guys are going to make the team. I think that that doesn't look good when you cut, guys that you think are going to potentially help you down the road, but certainly guys are going to develop. I think Dorlas did some good things during training camp with that. He did some good things in the games. But you're right. There's a lot of people that are crowded around in that D-line room. And so if you keep the extra player, where are you trimming? Because you got to take somebody off of the roster. You're only keeping five receivers. So you're going to keep six. You know, what's the corner room look like? The versatility of Kevin King and Antonio Hamilton, does that provide you a little bit of room to keep an extra guy on the D-line? Because maybe you've got guys that can play safety and corner. And so you can kind of pad those two rooms with guys that have versatility. That'll be the real challenge that Terry and Raheem will have to go through until 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon.
Well, to that point, what about a guy like Natron Brooks, who we've all thought played great? He was one of our player of the games. You know, with King and Hamilton's, you know, how many positions they can play, does that leave a guy like Natron Brooks kind of on the outside looking in?
I think it does, based on the numbers and the way I've constructed mine. I think we talked about this during the game. I had like 65 guys for 53 spots, and so you had to begin to start trying to make some tough decisions, and that's where they're at now. You know, they cut, 13, 14 guys yesterday. They're going to have to trim some, 22, 23 more guys off of this roster to get to 53, and so the versatility is going to come into play. And where you feel like you've got more depth. Because one thing that I thought another thing Terry pointed out to us before the game there in our interview was that they're going to keep the best players. They're not necessarily going to get a number that they think, okay, well, they have to have eight offensive line, we have to have eight defensive line, we have to have six DBs. He feels like they want to keep the best 53 players, which sometimes doesn't necessarily match up with the numbers that everybody conventionally thinks, okay, you're supposed to keep four backs, you're supposed to keep six receivers. That may not necessarily match up because he wants to keep the best players, and so that's where that versatility is going to come in. So that may affect a Natron Brooks. He did a really good job during this thing, and he played well, but I think that there's some depth that guys provide that may have him on the outside looking. I've got him on the outside looking in on my list.
All right, quickly, Arch, how excited should people be about Georgia Tech? The way they won, inflicting their will on the line of scrimmage.
That's it, Rob. They dominated the up front on both sides of the ball. I mean, give that team a ton of credit. They weren't being given much love going into this game. What, a 10, 11-point underdog going into the game, and I think most people thought that Florida State would rough them up in those strength position areas, and it was the exact opposite. I think we talked about this last week or something. I thought they were going to get the better quarterback play, even though DJ Uiagalelei, I thought he played pretty well for Florida State. I thought he missed some shots, and I thought Haynes King, his ability to run the football and be involved in their run game was phenomenal. But make no mistake, it was about Georgia Tech's physicality up front on both sides of the ball that won the game for them.
All right, excellent work, Arch. You get the rest of the day off. Go play 18.
Arch, any advice for me putting up with these two knuckleheads?
Just turn their mics off, Nikki. You can far better just turn their mics off.
Sounds good.
Thanks, Arch. Appreciate you, brother.
See you guys. Take care.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.